This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, filling in for John Hockenberry. An American couple stood trial today in a major court case in Cairo, Egypt. The couple, Iris Boutros and Luis Andros, are from North Carolina, went to Egypt, where Iris Boutros is from, to adopt twin orphans. But instead, they found themselves in a cage in a courthouse charged with child trafficking. The BBC's Yolan Nell has just been at the court where the verdicts are due to be announced. Were just announced a short time ago. She's with me now from the BBC studio in Cairo. Yolan, first off, what was the verdict?
Well, just over 1 hour ago, these verdicts were handed down. There are actually two American married couples. Iris Boutros and Luis Andros were both sentenced to 2 years in prison. And there was another couple, Susan Hagulf and Medhat Metias. They've been living in Egypt, but Susan was born in the US, I understand. And they have also been sentenced to 2 years. They all appeared in a cage together, as defendants always do in trials here in the court in Egypt. Also with them were officials from this orphanage, a Coptic Christian orphanage here in Egypt, because Iris Boutros and the other couple are all Coptic Christians. And the nun and two other officials, a doctor and accountant, who were also involved in these illegal adoptions, were sentenced to 5 years in prison.
Yolanda, on its face, this sounds, frankly, a little bit crazy to an American where adoption is so common. Is it 2 years for this? Is it just that adoption is simply illegal in Egypt and that's it? Or was there more to the child trafficking charge that they were somehow doing this in an underhanded way?
Well, the couple both claim their innocence. Looking at Iris and Luis Andros, they live in Durham in North Carolina. They run a Greek restaurant there. And in part because of Luis's age, he's 70, while his wife is 40, they've been turned down for adoption in the States. So that's why they came here to Egypt, where Iris was born last year, hoping to live out their dream of having kids. Iris's family are Coptic Christians, and so they did what apparently her relatives, who I've spoken to in the States, said they thought was common still among the Christian community here and was easy to do. They went to a Coptic Christian orphanage attached to a church, and they were given two babies, a boy and a girl, who they called Victoria and Alexander. And they gave a large donation to the orphanage, a large donation by Egyptian terms, perhaps not by American standards, of about $4,500.
Were they accused of trying to buy a child, in other words?
They were then accused of trying to buy a child. And there was, when they went to the U.S. Embassy here in Cairo, this is when things, when the problems really arose, and they showed the documents that they'd been given to try to get passports for these kids to take them back to North Carolina. And the embassy said things had been done illegally. The police were called and they were arrested. The babies were taken away. And it does seem the U.S. Embassy here, you have to remember as well, and maybe this plays into it, has put a lot of pressure on the Egyptian government to try to crack down on people trafficking, which the State Department says is a real problem here in Egypt. I don't think that they've meant that in terms of child trafficking of this kind, but certainly that does seem to be part of the reason why a particularly harsh approach was taken. This was also quite a tough judge in this case. What he didn't make clear when he handed down his sentences is whether or not he was finding them guilty of illegally buying children, because we were told by the lawyers that they could face up to 10 years in prison.
All right, we have to leave it there. Yolan, now we have to leave it there from the BBC. The U.S. Embassy not standing by four Americans convicted and sentenced to 2 years for child trafficking after trying to adopt Coptic Christian children in Cairo. Yolan, thanks for joining us.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.